this is what we do in the second half. First, we shuttle up the authoritarian attitude of logic. Maybe this way it works. Again, another category. The first thing was this attitude of being the authority, get to know it. You need something else, some leader, and you should become follower. That was first story, right? Second one, this attitude of a Scrooge, because your logic is a Scrooge, right? In this, why a Scrooge is a Scrooge? Because he's a very logical person. Without emotion, logical, right? So being a Scrooge is the attitude of that one. Get rid of it. You have to pay the price of becoming a better person. The third one is the story. We're in it. He's trying to make the logic understand that there is no in-between. There is no gray area. We are not here to compromise. Excuse me. We could compromise in logical part here. It's love or it's not. It's good or worthless. This is how it goes. So, step by step, we talked about it. He said, listen, everything should be presented to that totality. If one part of a system will try to have a personal interest, will ruin the system. And your logic is only a part of it. Logic is a part of you, and you are a part of us, and us is a part of we. Because that we includes everyone, right? Can I exclude this little electron here? If I exclude that one, somebody will exclude this electron in here. Everything is we. I mean, existence and existence and non-existence, both is we. This is what he wants to talk about. Therefore, we will say, you don't get it. I say it, you don't get it. Why? Because that logical person in you, you know what should you become? A mirror. Don't show yourself in your logic. Get rid of self, show off in your logic, then it's good. Get rid of that, because there is something. Let me tell you, before going back to that guy, going to Joseph, mirror, beauty, all that, before all of that, he will put another stuff which has nothing to do with that story, this story, or that story. It tells us the history. Only 7 verses. And in that 7 verses, he will say, oh, the good kings? What is a good king? The good king should have everything. Yes or no? Because king is the king of totality. So he has the logic, and of course the power. And he will keep the logic in the right hand and the power in the left hand. But guess what? You should face a mirror. This is what Sufism is. The kings will sit one vizier in here, the powerful one, one vizier over there, which is the knowledgeable one, but they put the Sufi in front of them. You know what is Sufi? Anyone? You tell me, what is Sufi?
Meaning?
What it means, Sufi?
Pure.
Pure, yes. Saf means pure. Sufi is not a person, it's not a... yes, it is a way of thinking. We call someone Sufi. But Sufi, in the language, means pure, purified. Because not pure, purified. Because Saf is an action. Sufi means purified. What is purified? Purified from what? From show off. If somebody has no show off, will become a mirror, the king. The king shouldn't look at anything but the king. So king needs his own reflection, doesn't he? You tell me, lady, why the king needs his own reflection? Because this didn't sound good to me. Somehow the king is selfish and self-centered, egocentric. I didn't like you, king. Convince me. Isn't that a bad practice for you, is it? To start to be answerable to silly questions like that, because that one will do it to you in a couple of years. They'll ask you the most simplest question and you don't have any answer. That happened to you, my God. Because it doesn't tin, you know what we'll do? We'll just ask, why? When I'm doing it, I say, why? You don't know what to say. Okay, now this one is simple. Really, why? Why the king should look at his reflection? English, poetic, because I have to reflect on myself. This is what I do to improve myself. That's the reflection. King needs to see his reflection because king is a king, he's not a human being. It's a role to play, right? The king has duties. The king cannot walk with a pyjama. Got it? This is not a king. Later we'll see, of course, the Solomon doesn't need anything. But right at the beginning, you should understand reflection, right? To improve. So even the king need a mirror. Okay, we're talking about your king. Remember, we started with your king, the silly king you have in love with that, that kind of stuff, right? That king, to be improved, should find a mirror, right? How are you going to find a mirror? You tell me.
He surrenders.
Maybe we'll do if you're lucky, but that's not the way. I'm sure you cannot find it. That's why I do that. Why am I sure that you cannot find it? Because you will find one side of it. Your logical thinking will find one side of that mirror. You need a mirror? Any of you?
Yes.
First of all, we told you who the mirror is. Peer, right? Awliya, the prophets. These are the mirror. Why? We're sure of that. Because they have no show off. So? Then what? Did this solve your problem? Honestly, be honest, okay? Now you said, oh, okay, I need a mirror, and I told you, there is this mirror. Where is it? Oh, we don't know. There is a lot of them. Oh, it's a little bit far-fetched, that peer, no? Then what? Okay, until I found the peer, I'm sitting down. Is that the way? What is the other side of it? Other side of finding is making. Make a mirror and find a mirror. Because at the beginning your mirror is not that mirror. Start polishing. Polish yourself, become a mirror. You know why? Now is the puzzle that, okay, you convince me I'm your 6-year-old boy, okay? You convince me that I need a mirror. Then I know there are mirrors. Why should I go to the pain and pay the price and make the mirror? Let's go find that one. Now tell me. Oh, this 6-year-old boy is a nasty one. And you live with it. You ignore it, it's with you. Oh? Yes? Do you remember the first day you started to think? That one. Because it had a lot of questions. It was ready to listen and have no nonsense to say. Remember, he was asking only why, and you could lead it to summer, because that six-year-old boy is a motherless student for me. I wish I could do it with six-year-old babies. You cannot. It's not the time, and it's not permitted, but I wish I could do that, because I could lead a six-year-old boy to heaven, I know. Because that purity doesn't need a lot. It's like a light stuff. It needs two balloons to send it up. But the heavy stuff, you're sitting down and rather logic and experience in history, and I want to move you, my God. God helps us. Anyhow, now, he said, okay, that mirror, you have to make that mirror. And the logic said, excuse me, is this stupid? You're talking, making a mirror out of this stuff, which takes a long, long time. When there is a good mirror out there, we could go and find it, and you said it first, didn't you? That's the attitude of Lan Bo. What's your answer?
The mirror reflects the mirror, and all you see is non-existent.
Yeah. He said, guess what? Yes, there is this mirror. And inshallah, we will find it. But when we will find it, you know how beautiful that mirror is? Guess what that mirror wants us to bring? Another mirror. Any suggestion, both of you? Convinced? No, because the six-year-old boy is not listening. Let me talk to that six-year-old baby in you, boy or girl. It's a boy in you, even in women it's boy. The same way that in me this one is lady. Don't write, just listen. That little baby. And I was talking about the mirror, and I said how fantastic the mirror is. And it loves it, right? And I said, you have to become another mirror. He says, why? I say, you know why? Because that's the only way that you could observe eternity. Go and stand between two mirrors and look, you will see endless mirror. Two mirror will multiple facing each other, will reflect eternity, doesn't it? Doesn't matter where you are, even if you're in a dungeon, find two mirrors, stand between them. Eternity is there, right? That's why there are pews outside mirrors, and you should polish yourself to bring a mirror, because these mirrors are the kings. And they put the mirror in front of them. Right? Imagine that I'm in love with a king. Okay. One of these silly gossips comes out, and I will understand that this king likes leathery stuff. What do? I try to become leather. Because the king, my beloved, likes leather, I become leather. My beloved loves mirror, I become mirror. Because beloved is pure and beautiful, and the only thing you could add to that is a mirror. And my beloved itself is a mirror. And whoever gets close will be a mirror. And I want to get close. What should I do? This is the story of mirror. The paragraph was, a guest who is coming toward the Joseph, the symbol of beauty. Suddenly we could talk only about beauty, because that's the story of the mirror. And in the first paragraph, he doesn't talk about what I told you. First paragraph is another preparation. In it, he says, oh, when we talk about this mirror, these peers, your logic, oh, again, your silly stuff, You look at this mirror and